Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Train, multi-Grammy and award-winning band from San Francisco, who has had 14 songs on the Billboard's Hot 100 since the release of their self-titled album and started climbing to the top from 1994, and has gained a huge worldwide following since. And now, making their way to South Africa for the very first time in May 2024. Songs like Meet Virginia,
Well, She Wants Be the Queen,
Drive By, Play That Song, and of course, Drops of Jupiter. Which broke them to multi-platinum status and Hey Soul Sister. Right, so Pat, let me tell you, I'm going to join you now. I'm going to introduce you, and I'm just going to do the professional version for now. Just say, Pat is joining me live. Good morning, Pat. Are you well this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm getting ready for our Thanksgiving in the United States, and then the holidays for the world. Well, for us and you guys, I would say.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, the second way I'm going to introduce you, I'm going to go like this. I can't believe it. For the first time to South Africa, Train is coming. I can't wait for it. And I'm so excited, man, to see you guys in South Africa. We're going to get to the tour a little bit later. But otherwise, where are you currently finding yourself?
Oh, right now I'm in Seattle, Washington, where my wife is from. It's a coastal town, so it's pretty beautiful. And yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, man. I want to start with Save Me Wine, the portfolio. Let's get to the reason behind it. And I've got a reason why I'm asking you specifically about this, because I believe the why behind it all, where did it all start? What's the reason for it?
There's a charity in San Francisco, California, that supports pretty sick kids and their families that are low-income families. So it's a house for them to live while they try to save their child. And it provides dignity and shelter and food. And it's a pretty cool thing that that this wine supports. So you can have a nice glass of wine and know that you're doing something pretty positive for a family that's in great need.
Now, what I'm really enjoying about this is the fact that after so many years of success, I mean, it's three decades that you've had proper success. We're just like bringing back and just putting back and just getting the wine to place. I actually love that. What is it that resonated with you in the beginning of starting this all?
Well, San Francisco is where Train started, and so we needed to keep it home. And I've had two children that were born premature and needed to spend some time in the NICU, we call it, the NICU. So it just felt right that we should be helping kids and, in extension, their families. I mean, many of them have to quit their jobs just so they can move to San Francisco to help try to save their child's life. So it provides a lot of real need for them.
Oh, that's incredible. So now I want to get to the band name Train. I mean, if I have my facts correctly, the band name Train, it all started and was inspired by graffiti covered on a train that you lived in for a while. Is that true?
No.
What is the real story behind the name?
That's a better story than the real story. Let's stick with that one.
Yeah,
we lived
I like
in a train.
That.
No,
I like it.
Yeah. We're going to stick with that. I love that. Yeah, it was a working title that was one of the guys I started the band with, who's no longer in the band, was hearing an interview from one of the guys from Echo and the Bunnymen. Yeah. And they were saying there was nothing romantic about America. And this guy said, the train's pretty romantic. And we started just working with that because of Echo and the Bunnymen saying that it wasn't romantic in America, that maybe the train was.
No. Sure. Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, so net hierna gaan ons verder met Pat Gesels van Train. Ons gaan ook vir daai datums gee ook waar jy daai kaartjies kan kry om hulle live te gaan sien hier in Suid-Afrika. In Kaapstad en in Johannesburg en dis op pad vir net hierna.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Right, so let's sum it up, Pat. I can't think of a word that you could possibly come up with the last 30 years and how it's played out for you guys. Is there any word that you can use just to sum it up for you?
Wow, I'd need a lot of words. Complicated, beautiful, and we're still here.
Wow, it's amazing. But as a kid, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would have the career that you've had so far?
Yeah, I did actually. You know, when we first started, I was like, I'm going to just outwork everybody. My plan is just to see how long I can be here doing it. And, you know, we were never the biggest band in the world, but we did pretty good. And we're still here doing, you know, playing live music for people and making albums. And that was always the goal.
Absolutely amazing. But I want to get to, like, I think in so many people's careers and bands and so on, there's normally a time where somebody might realize, okay, this is it. We've actually now made it as a band. What was that moment for you as a band?
I think when we were on the Grammys performing Drops of Jupiter, that was the moment that felt like we had arrived at least somewhere.
Yeah, that's incredible. I never knew the story behind the song Drops of Jupiter. I mean, in South Africa, it was a massive hit for you guys. It did really well in South Africa. And again, it's so many times you just listen to song, it makes you feel great, and there's a story that you link to it and so on. But I never really understood, I never thought about the reason behind the song and how it came to you. Can you maybe just share that with us? How did this song, and especially the lines Drops of Jupiter, how did that all come about? Was it in a dream?
Kind of. Yeah. I had just lost my mom and I fell asleep one evening and woke up like 10 minutes later and I wrote every lyric down as though my mother was explaining that, you know, don't worry about me because I'm out here swimming through the planets and I'll come back with Drops of Jupiter in my hair. And it was just a beautiful way to see someone passing, and I felt like she wrote that song for me and was telling me that it's okay. And then of course, you know, it's also a romantic connection that I had to incorporate that as well, if you want people to really listen, but that's what it was about.
Yeah. Well, it's a special, absolutely very special song. And it became so much meaningful to me after I read up about the story, what it was all about. It's incredible. I mean, that was, let's say, 30 years. That's the career that you guys have had up until now. But how do you manage to still stay relevant in times like these? I mean, social media, everything is changing. How do you guys manage it?
I'm not sure I manage it very well, to be honest. I'm not on social media much. And I'm trying to write a musical for Broadway. I'm trying to finish it. I've been working on it for 3 years. I just am not trying to play catch up with anybody anymore. Like, you know, we'll continue to make albums and people will make a choice if they want to hear them or not. And I'll put them on Instagram and TikTok the best I can. But, you know, that's a kid's platform these days. So I have to use a different avenue.
I'm with you. And I mean, especially the rise of AI now, writing lyrics and composing stuff and so on. How do you see that play out in the music industry in the future?
I think that, you know, it's going to be like the internet. The internet is the greatest and the worst place on the planet. And AI will be similar. There'll be those who need it to live and those who want it to die.
Wow. Sure. All right, so let's get to it. To South Africa for the first time ever. Are you excited to come to South Africa for the first time?
I couldn't be more excited. I'm trying to get my wife and children to come with me, but it's quite the trip while they're in school. But I think it might be a whole lot better than school, but we'll see.
Absolutely. So are you going to spend some time like sightseeing and touring while you're at it between the shows and so on?
Yeah, we've put it together so that we have a bit of time when we get there and then a bit of time between Johannesburg and Cape Town. So we'll be able to see things that we've never seen before.
Yeah, I'm actually quite interested, and that's why I asked earlier about the wine, because I mean, Cape Town is so well known for their winelands, and it would be interesting just to hear your opinion about that. Have you ever had some South African wines?
Of course, yeah. I think you guys do a beautiful job.
Oh, that's amazing. Right, so tell us about the shows. What can people look forward to for the first time that's going to see? Because, I mean, for so many South Africans, it will be the first time that they see Train live. What can they expect from the show?
We're not going to play any songs that anyone's ever heard before. We want to start. We want to start with that because that's what everybody really wants. You know, I think we've probably had 10 songs on radio, at least in South Africa. So you'll hear those songs and maybe a few that you haven't. We always learn a couple of relevant cover songs, and you know, it's a family event. You know, I feel like kids and their parents and grandparents, and everybody should be at a Train show. I think it's for everyone.
Now, I can't wait to see you guys live for the first time. Just before I let you go, and thank you so much for your time and joining us for this interview, just a last message from Pat from the band Train just before you come out to South Africa in May next year.
My message would be we're coming a long way finally after, you know, all these years to South Africa, and really looking forward to seeing Train South African fans and spending some beautiful moments with you guys so we can make memories together.
All right, and we're looking forward to it. Pat, it's been such a privilege and an honor. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for chatting to us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about being tardy.
No, not at all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
What a guy, Pat Monahan van Train. Remember, if you need those tickets. If you need those tickets to see Train with songs you've never heard in your entire life.
This was cool.
Dit gaan wees soos by 'n kersang iets wat hulle vir jou papiertjie gee.
Ja, ja. Saam.
Train lyrics.
Hulle moet double sided print, hoor.
Ja, asseblief. Save the trees.
Ja.
Ek is so excited. It's incredible. Die 11de Mei by Max Park Sportsklub in Emerentia. Breakoutevents.co.za. Breakoutevents.co.za. Jy moes al sien toe gegaan het. Jy moes al jou kaartjies gekoop. Daai kaartjies is nou beskikbaar. Hulle is die 9de Mei in die Kaap by Greenpoint Cricket Club, maar dis lekkerder hier.
Die
kanter gaan.
Ja, ja.
Vir die 11de Mei Train vir die eerste keer live in Suid-Afrika kry jou kaartjies.
I know it's been a long time coming international tour 2024. Right, so, hoe lekker was dit met hom te gesels. Nou ja, terwyl ons te gepraat het oor Drops of Jupiter, miskien kry hierdie liedjie nou vir jou ander betekenis.
Ek het 'n knop in my keel na daai storie van hom.
Ek het nooit geweet. Ek het nooit geweet dis die motivering en hoe hy die lirieke vir die liedjie gekry het. Hy klink so.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.